And now, of the death of Arthur I shall sing, and how to the island Avalon he sailed, the once and future king. By mountain and by winter sea, rolled the din of shield and sword, till Arthur's table, man by man, all fell about their lord. Then bold Bedivere, seeing his liege with wound too deep to heal, bore the king by light of moon to a chapel near the field. Then said the king, take now my sword, and with what strength you can, into the deepest water fling Excalibur, my brand. With all the strength that he could find, to land he knew not where, Bedivere cast the royal blade in the morning twilight air. So fell the grand Excalibur, but then there rose a hand up from waters dark and deep. It caught the mighty brand. Three times it wheeled Excalibur, as through the air it gleamed. Then to waters black it sank, no more. Behold, a dusky barge appeared through shadow moving on. King Arthur, breathing hard, then said, 'Tis time that I were gone. Place me in the barge, he said, so to the barge they came. Three gentle maids stretched forth their hands and called the king by Now I am alone, my king, Bedivere loudly cried. Whither shall I go, my king, now our world has died? There long stood Sir Bedivere, in sadness looking on, until the ship was one black dot against the verge of dawn.